Tuala Martin's back with more business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The professional jobs market is showing signs of stabilising, with a 30% decline in the number of job seekers and an 18% drop in the number of vacancies in 2023. That's according to the Morgan McKinley Employment Monitor. Tracy Keevans is a global FDI director with Morgan McKinley Ireland, and she joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Tuala.
What is behind this growing stability in the market?
So the beginning of last year would have seen the jobs coming to market peaking, and we saw a dramatic decline in quarter two. Towards the end of the year then, for the last quarter, they would have grown by just, or decreased by less than 1%. That decline was showed that employers, while they were taking a more cautious approach coming to market with new opportunities, there was also an uplift in contract hiring at the same time. So it was also reflected in the professionals that were coming to market. So we started the year at a high, and again, more cautious approach on behalf of employees.
So have firms got their retention strategy right, or are employees happy to stay in the job they're in and they're not looking for a move?
There's a bit of both. When there's any economic volatility, you'll find that employees will be less reluctant or less enticed to the marketplace. Coupled with that, we saw salaries stabilising last year, so the incentive for candidates to move became less. And employers, again, they did put, as you said, very good retention strategies in place for the last 2 years, and they're happy to see that those are coming to fruition.
You're seeing a notable trend. Employers want people working on site.
Absolutely. I mean, we measured this over the last 2 years, and last year, this time last year, we would have seen the normal model for working model on site was high. Hybrid was 2 days on site. That's moved toward the last quarter to 3 to 4 days on site, and a real push from employers to move. It's doubly led, and we've seen a directive from headquartered companies looking to say we want more of an on-site presence.
US headquartered companies?
Absolutely, yes. And we also see then that employees who are new to an employment, they're really as good as the learning and development programs that employers have. There's no better learning than learning from experience colleagues. So that collaboration is really important for them to learn by osmosis from being around more experienced colleagues, and employers recognise that. So there's a little bit of tension still. I think employees are seeing it a little bit more of a control. Employers are seeing it more as a collaboration requirement. But I think that it's here to stay. I think this push towards more on-site is probably something we're going to see continuing throughout 2024.
You also note that employers are less open to look overseas for talent due to the accommodation crisis.
Absolutely. We saw that employers, in addition to making a more cautious approach to hiring, they were also qualifying at the early stage the need for the person, but also the process. And if going through a process, there's a risk associated with that, which there is when they're bringing in international talent. Ireland has very much relied on this international talent coming in. 30% of tech hiring in previous years would have come from overseas talent. Even though we're part of the EU and they can come in without restriction and visas, employment permits, if they can find accommodation, an employer has gone through a hiring process at the end to have a result where that person can't take up the place of employment because they can't find somewhere to live. So it's a time factor as well as everything else, and they measure that risk. So we've seen employers say, let's look locally first and let's spread the net international if we need to.
And are the people here locally?
They are, and we've certainly benefited from international talent. But given now that there's a reduction in the number of people coming to market, it is presenting a challenge for employers, and it certainly wouldn't be something we'd like to see continue, that we don't have ability to accommodate. Certain sectors are more reliant on it than others. The construction sector, for example, life sciences sector, and the technology sector. They're three sectors that we would have seen international talent playing a very important role.
That's notable as well, the construction sector, given that we need people to work in construction, to build houses, and yet
Absolutely. It's
a real catch-22 situation. Okay, what sectors have openings and what professionals are in demand right now?
So in terms of every sector in the professional world has openings, but I suppose some are more pronounced than others. The most busy sectors, let's say, technology had a really, despite having a difficult year last year, cybersecurity, AI professionals, cloud professionals, they're really where it's at in the tech space. Financial services, risk and compliance. I always joke, anywhere there's a breach, there's always a risk and compliance professional coming very quickly after it. PCF roles, so these are roles that would face off with the central bank at the initial stage of setup, really in demand. And life sciences, it's all things quality engineers, QC, quality specialists. And because of all the change that's going on in the market, project and change management professionals continue to be in demand.
So still plenty of jobs out there. Tracy Keevans from Morgan McKinley, thanks for joining us on the programme.